Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a Veterans Day dinner, which you spoke at in Port Allegheny. Talk to us about this event and what you had to say there.
Well, it was an honor to speak at the Veterans Day dinner at the Veterans Memorial Home in Port Allegheny last weekend. We also had the opportunity to dedicate the Route 155 South Bridge as the Port Allegheny Veterans Memorial Bridge. And I want to thank Betty Stebbins. She came up with the idea to name the bridge, and also thank our veterans organizations in Port Allegheny for their support. Again, it was an honor to speak at their dinner and thank all the veterans for their service to our great country.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the property tax rent rebate program. There's an application deadline coming up. Talk to us about this important program and when folks need to apply by.
Well, this is a very popular program that helps thousands of senior citizens across the Commonwealth. And the deadline for the 2017 property tax rent rebate program is approaching at the end of December. And thousands of seniors have already applied for the program, but it's important to note that if you have not, you can still apply until the end of December. The program benefits eligible Pennsylvanians that are age 65 and older, or widows and widowers age 50 and over, or people with disabilities age 18 and over. As of June 1st of this year, the Commonwealth had received over 470,000 rebate applications. So many, many seniors have already applied, but it's important to note that there's still time to apply. And the 2018 rebate applications will be out in February. So there's no need to pay anyone to complete an application. My district offices have the applications and will be glad to complete an application free of charge for anyone. So if anyone has any questions, contact one of my district offices for assistance.
The next thing we'd like to talk about is also very timely, Representative, and that's the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. It helps people out with their heating bills. Talk to us about this and how folks can apply.
Well, the LIHEAP program is a very important program that helps folks who are struggling to pay their home heating bills. And the program is funded by the federal government and administered by the state and provides individuals and families with help through home heating energy assistance grants. It provides crisis grants, and in the event of an emergency or if a resident is in danger of losing his or her heat due to broken equipment, lack of fuel, or termination of utility service. There are income eligibility guidelines for LIHEAP that are set at 150% of the federal poverty income level. So, for example, for an individual, that income limit is $18,210. For a couple, the limit is $24,690. And a family of four is $37,650. So the best way to apply for the program is to contact the county assistance office in your county of residence, or you can certainly apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the Hunter Sharing the Harvest program. This is a program that allows folks who may be lucky enough to have a little bit more venison than they need to share it with those who are a little bit in need. Talk to us about this.
Well, the Hunter Sharing the Harvest program has been in existence since 1991, and it's really a partnership with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, and many sportsmen and charitable organizations. The program encourages hunters from across the Commonwealth to share their deer harvest, and it provides thousands of pounds of venison to people in need. Since 1991, the Hunter Share the Harvest program has distributed more than 1.2 million pounds of donated venison. Hunters can donate all or part of harvested deer by taking the deer to a participating processor, which will then distribute the ground venison to food banks and pantries. In our region, there are two participating processors, Valley Meats and Emporium, and the Smokehouse in St. Mary's. For more information and for a detailed list of processors, you can go to the website www.sharedeer.org.
And finally, Representative, talk to us about the Thanksgiving greetings you have for folks and the holiday spirit that we all need to be in here.
I'd like to wish all of my constituents a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving and safe travels for everyone.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.